has joined the conference.
Okay, again, everybody who's not speaking, please put your phone on mute. The recording has begun. We're going to go ahead and start with just a general overview by myself, and then I'm going to have Kelsey Rammel from Brown Clinic in Watertown share their experience with doing care plans and some information. And then Lori Atkins and Shayla Shear from Behavioral Management Systems are going in Rapid City, which is a community mental health center, are going to present. And I will try to bring up their attachments as we go, in addition to the PowerPoint that you should see on your screen at this time. If not, you should have gotten an email with the attachments on them, and they will be posted on the website with a recording of this training when we are all done. So the goal of this training is really to discuss the importance of care plans in the health home program, as well as we want to provide examples of care plan templates. So that's going to be primarily through the role of Kelsey or Brown Clinic and BMS, and I have had others submit them to me, and those will also be posted on the web with the training. So there will be many more templates available, but that are not going to be shown during our time today. And so you will have to access those on the website when we get it sent out to you and get the recording placed on there. We also want to discuss the role the care plans played in our initial quality review and that importance. Slide 3, if you remember, I'm just going to kind of level set everybody. To start, there were 6 core services that needed to be provided, and they are listed there, and those 6 core services need to be provided to all enrolled recipients in the health home program, and that you are paid a monthly PMPM for the delivery of those core services. As well, all medical services continue to be reimbursed according to the current reimbursement structure. So the care plan falls within that very first for service, which is comprehensive care management. And so as you can see from this slide, that's the development of the individualized care plan. And the really important part of this is that it's with active participation from the recipient and the health home team members. And it's each recipient's individual care plan is based on a comprehensive assessment with all of the identified issues incorporated into the care plan and documented in the EMR. Couple other things under comprehensive care management is really making sure that the health home coordinates all, arranges all the care that's there needed. The care plan will help you coordinate with other qualified professionals. It will also help you document and follow up with ER utilization. You can note preventive education, and it would be conducting that standard behavioral health assessment of your choosing. Also, key to comprehensive care management is providing that same-day appointments, timely clinical advice by telephone during and after office hours, and documented that clinical advice in the medical record. Next slide. So here are some key elements of the care plan, and this has not changed from when we have done the initial orientation training that was done. Now, I know that Kelsey and the rest of the presenters may talk about some different things they add to their care plan, but I consider this to be the minimum, and it's really that basic information about the recipient: who are they, their address, their phone number, what's the best number that they can get a hold of them, their medical conditions, their medications, making sure you identify others who are involved in their care, including providers, family, and other services that they might be receiving. Really work to summarize the social situation, because that then helps you with one of the core services in terms of connecting them with other resources. So you want to document their housing, employment, and transportation status. You want to summarize their barriers so that you can help them when appropriate and you're able. You want to work with them to establish obtainable goals that can improve their health and help overcome the barriers that you've outlined above. Key also is making sure that the care plan becomes part of the recipient's electronic medical record. Here are a few key items to know about care plans. The care plans are an integral part of serving recipients in health homes. It really is a living, breathing document that should be updated and changed whenever necessary to help the recipient meet their goal. You can choose your own template but there must be a care plan for each health home recipient. We want you to include behavioral health needs if the assessment indicates that that's an issue for the recipient, and that the care plan should include a plan to address those issues. Again, we want that active participation from the recipient and natural supports of their choosing. And the care plan should really guide the care for the recipient. And also, again, that kind of living, breathing part is that the updates to the care plan should be done as needed. So at this time, I'm going to turn the speaker over to Kelsey Rammel of Brown Clinic. Kelsey, do you know which document you want to start with?
You can start with that first page of the PDF that I sent you.
Okay, let me, it's just going to take me a second to get there. I've not used this before, okay? So the developing a care plan?
Go on to the one with that shows like the sample care plan, an example
okay.
of it.
Again. Okay, can you see the is that the right one? No, I'm sorry.
It says it's loading.
Okay.
Kathy?
Yeah?
This is Alisa, the health coach with pediatrics.
Okay.
What is your best recommendation? I know we've had some physicians request that the medications don't be put on the care plan. Just because of the frequency that they're changing. A lot of people don't know how to go in and edit the care plans. Would it be feasible just to put the medication and not the dose?
You know, I think that's a feasible plan.
I guess my fear would be is that we have one family where the mom religiously carries it around in her purse. If there were to be a medication change and they were to be out of state and she were to give this to an ER where he were to be admitted and that dose is not correct, I would hate that to fall back on us.
You know, I think you'll just have to use your best judgment with that. I can only guide you that you need to do one. The template and how you choose to do it is really up to you. And if you don't feel medications are an important part of that care plan, I think just make sure they're documented and the dose is documented elsewhere within the electronic medical record, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, are we seeing the template that Kelsey, are you seeing what it is?
No, it just keeps saying loading, and then it says participate in sharing session by clicking on rejoin button. Does anyone else see it?
I can see it.
We're having difficulty in Aberdeen hooking up to your link. It's not.
I see it. I see the template.
I can see it too.
We're having the same difficulty Aberdeen is. It says on link you are joining the meeting. It just sits here and does nothing.
Yeah, I have the same problem too.
Should we log out and log back in, Kathy, or should we just move along
times.
And use the attachments?
Why don't we just move along and use the attachments, and when you're ready to change, just let me know, and I'll try to bring it up. So for those that... Oh, so someone said they had to log out and get back in, but they see it now. So maybe that's the way to go.
I did that twice. It doesn't work.
Okay.
I've done that 3 times, and it doesn't work either, so I'll just
okay.
log out.
Hold on,
okay.
everybody.
Should I just move along, Kathy?
Hold on just a second.
Oh, okay.
We have to have a separate.
you just be able to resend out the attachments, or?
I have sent out the attachments, and if you didn't get the attachments, it's because you're not on the health home group, then you would maybe want to talk with someone. But, Kelsey, we don't have the answer for why everybody can't see it, so go ahead and use your attachment and kind of talk through. And everybody who didn't get the attachments, just know this attachment will be available when the time comes to put it on the website.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's the best I can do right now. It's new technology, and we're still working on it, obviously.
Sure. Okay. So I'm Kelsey Rammel from Brown Clinic in Watertown, and we're a primary care clinic. So I'm going to talk on that side of the health home, and then they're going to talk about the mental health side. So our first step is, like Kathy said in her requirements, the plan should include the basic information about the recipient. So the plan that the sheet that I sent you guys just has, this is just a basic template. And like Kathy said, you can tweak it to your liking, but we do include on ours their name, their Medicaid number in case if we need it for anything, their tier, what tier they're in, and their PCP or their primary care physician. And then we also do include revision dates, when we make changes or updates to it. Then the next one. Okay. Then the next step down is principal diagnosis. So you don't always have to list everything, but maybe if they aren't too long, you can list everything. It's up to you. I for sure would list the main ones that you're concerned with or you know that you need to watch. Then the next step down, we do list problem areas. So those would be like the three main goals that you want to focus on or that you feel this person needs help with. So for this first example, we have seizures, renal insufficiency, and diabetes. So those are our main goals that we wanted to focus on with this person and our problem areas. And then the next step down is what we want to do with those problem areas. What are our goals? So when you think about how can we improve those problem areas, thinking about them as measurable and achievable. So you don't want to just say something broad. You'd want to have specific ways that you're going to make improvements in those problem areas. So like with seizures, we have take meds as directed, follow up with neurology. Renal insufficiency, we have follow up with nephrology, take meds, follow low sodium diet. Diabetes, same thing, check blood sugars regularly, take your meds, follow the diabetic diet. So they're specific. It's not just like for diabetes, you wouldn't want to list like improve blood sugars. Well, how are you going to do that? So you want them to be specific. Then we also do include hospital admissions and ER visits in our template. There's nothing listed here because this person didn't have any recently or in the last 6 months. To a year, but if you do have someone that frequents the ER a lot, it would be beneficial and worthwhile to track those in your care plan and then making sure that you're following up afterwards with their provider, making sure you're providing that proper follow-up care with them. As you can see in ours, we also do include no-shows. Those are more common for some of our participants, so we do want to track those, when they are, who they were with, and then we do call them to try to follow up with them and get them back in. We also include outside services, so like Kathy said, that might be where you can put those involved, providers, family services, whether it's counseling or a specialty place that they go to, or maybe they have a payee, you can include that in there. And then at the bottom, we do include potential problems. So then that's the next part where Kathy listed in her PowerPoint, summarized recipient barriers. So that might be, like we have listed adherence to treatment plan or this person did get a part-time job, and they were we were working with them because they were going to possibly lose their Medicaid insurance based on how much they were working. So those are any kind of barriers that you can see that might affect that person's health and well-being. And then we also keep track of upcoming appointments. So this is just a sample of a care plan. The next few documents that are included in there are a chart note. So I blacked out all of the identifiers so you don't so we don't know who this patient is. But as you can see, the care plan note is different than a chart note. So the care plan note is what is managed by the care coordinators of the health home program. It's typically separate from the chart encounters. It can be, like Kathy said, it needs to be or can be linked into the electronic medical record. But typically, your treatment plan that's from the physician is separate from your care plan. So our treatment plan and our encounter note is behind that care plan. That you can kind of see the difference. And one of you had asked about medications. We do not include medications in our care plan note just because it's in the treatment plan. But that's up to you guys, however you want to do that. Any questions so far?
When you have this document here, is this something that is populated by your EMR, or is it a spreadsheet that is filled out manually?
That's a really good question. So we got a new electronic medical record system in July. So we are currently in the process of learning and integrating with the new EMR system. So initially, we knew last year when we started this we were going to be getting a new EMR. So we have been keeping track of it on a spreadsheet and updating it and integrating it into the chart that way manually. But as of July, we have a new system that has access to a care plan feature within the chart, and that's what we're going to be using from now on. So it can be either or, whatever your system has available for you. Any other questions?
Hello, this is the Rapid City Service Unit. We're curious as to how many health home patients that you have there in your clinic and how many care coordinators you have.
Sure. So we have, I think on average it ends up being about 100 or so, give or take. And we have one full-time person that provides the day-to-day care and services to our participants. And then I'm a dietitian and a wellness coordinator, so I do see patients of my own, and then I do probably about a third or a half of my time working with this program. And then we have also trained our staff with the each physician's team to help us. We have a template that we have them fill out on each participant, and we have them help us with the depression screen, you know, certain things like that. We have our staff help us with the, or all the nurses help us with the other things.
Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions so far? Okay, so I'm going to move along then to the next documents, Kathy. I never got my screen to, I logged out and logged back in, but it's still not working, so I don't know what my deal is, but the next one would be that next care plan, and this is just another example. I included this one to show you how her care plan is, and then the chart note, and then at the end of the chart note, I included a phone note that we did on her. We do document,
And so is this just part of the document that I was in?
Yep, the same one. It's just moving along to the next person. Yep.
Okay.
So I included this one to just show you another example of how we document everything that we do with these patients. So we have the care plan, and then we have the treatment note or the encounter note that the physician sees them. But then anytime that patient stops by and visits with us or we talk to them on the phone, we document that in their chart, so it's always in a central location. That allows anyone who's caring for that person in our clinic to be updated and know what's going on with that patient and what we've done with our efforts through the health home.
Oh, come on.
So you can see, like this gal, she is having issues with her blood sugar. She's type 1 diabetic. We're looking at maybe we can get her a new pump. Just the various conversations and help that we've given her, we document all of that and put it in their charts so that it's all in one central location, and then that can be also included and updated into the care plan.
Absolutely, consultation.
So,
Kelsey,
yeah.
At what page does the next recipient start? I feel like I'm not on the right page for you.
Okay. It would be... it'd be page 5.
Oh, okay. There you go. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can everyone see that one? So you can see the care plan and then her chart note behind it. And then we also added another note at the end, and that would be the last page in that.
Here it is.
In those documents of our phone note with her, just so you guys can kind of see how we document our communication with them. Really, documentation and communication are essential for working as a team with our participants. We have to think of the patient as a whole and look at all of the different factors that are affecting this person or each person. So, if we can get this gal possibly a pump upgrade, a new pump, have her learn how to use it, improve her compliance with it, it's going to improve her health, it's going to improve her blood sugars, and then it's going to in turn decrease costs of her insurance. But we have to think of that person as a whole. How can we help them in all aspects of their care? And by documenting all those things, we'll be able to work with the nurses, the physicians, the whole team to provide that proper care for that person. Does anyone have any questions about any of these documents or care plans in the primary care facility?
If I can just speak to one thing. Especially with PEDS, I love how you guys put the ER visits and the no-shows on there. I think by really pointing that out to the parents and bringing it to their attention, showing it to them on paper, that maybe it will help provide a better outcome with them to actually make an effort to call to cancel or just not show up or actually utilize the ER for what it is there for.
Yeah, it is helpful for us to keep track of that, and when you visit with the patient about, you know, making sure they come to their appointments, it is nice to back up your conversation with them with documentation of, hey, here's what you were scheduled for, here's what you haven't came to, we really need to work on improving this, how can we improve it, trying to use open-ended questions with them, how can we make improvements in their adherence to following up with their appointments and that kind of thing. It is helpful for us.
Yeah, I like it on there. That will probably be a new addition onto mine.
Good.
This morning about doing a health plan for November because it's medical something month.
Okay. Kelsey, did you want to share your other documents?
Yeah,
developing a care plan or
I walked through all of that, but that just kind of recaps everything that I've talked about. So you can certainly show that one, Kathy. Just had some, you know, evaluate the following, those certain items that are really important to make sure you're assessing in the care plans, and then tips for success. Being an active part of the patient's care team, being really an advocate for that patient and their health. So it does require you to go above and beyond the normal day-to-day care, but once you get working with these people and invest in them, they usually invest back in you and their own health, and we'll see improvements in them.
Before we move on, does anybody have any other questions for Kelsey? Lori and Shayla, were you able to get connected?
We sure were.
Okay. We're having issues with everybody seeing the screen, and so what I'm going to do is you just need to tell me which one of your documents you want me to bring up first. I'll bring it up, and for those that can see it, but then you'll just need to walk through based on what you have in front of you, okay?
Okay.
So you have
the health home note thing yesterday, because I did one up on health home.
So, Kathy, if you just want to pull up Attachment B, I'm just going to read a little bit from Attachment A, okay?
Do you remember, was that the which
it's the
document?
Health that was completed on 4/16/14.
Okay, I'm going to, I think this is it. Okay, so you want Attachment C?
B.
Okay, I'm sorry, this is not the right document. Let me try one more time.
Well, I want to start with B.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got those. Now she's talking about attachments.
Something else. I don't
think it's together.
It's the dark one.
Here, attachment C. Or?
Yeah, I don't know what attachment she means. Because she said if you can't see the slides, you have to follow along. So.
Here's attachment D.
Okay. So you want attachment B.
B. B as in boy.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to introduce myself a little bit. I'm Lori Atkins from Behavior Management in Rapid City. So we're coming from the world of behavioral health. And so for us, because we're so used to doing these kinds of care plans, that this was not incredibly difficult for us, but I just wanted to give you kind of step-by-step of what we do. First of all, when a client becomes part of a health home, or when we first got our health home list, the nursing team met with each client and did a health history per their reports and some backup documentation. And from that, we created a nursing assessment, which is what you see on Attachment B. And then we forwarded that assessment to the care team with some suggestions for health home goals. Some of them are mental health, some of them are physical health. And this was a real change for us because we, in the past, had focused, you know, solely, pretty much, on their mental health. And so this was a new concept for us to think more holistic about our clients. So that first attachment B shows where we started and the health home goals that we created from that. The next... And at this point, we were also still struggling to come up with a care plan that would work, but it took some practicing and some doing from everybody involved. But the next attachment C, is 6 months
hold
later.
Hold on, while I've got to get that document up. Okay?
That's fine.
There you go.
So the next attachment C is an updated assessment that we do when we do the checklist, when the nursing team does a checklist. We updated the assessment and then again updated the suggestions for the case managers to work with for health home goals. And so some things had changed for her, some pretty good things. But I'm going to let Shayla talk about what the care team then does once they receive this assessment and suggestions from the nursing team.
So after you, after we got attachment C, that document from the nursing staff, the care team would then meet with the client to kind of talk about the suggestions and the concerns noted, and then we would start implementing them into our what we call IAP is our individual action plan, which is attachment D.
Oh, okay. Do you need me to bring up attachment D?
Yes, please.
The nurse does this. The team did this. The nurse did this. And then the other girl.
Okay. There's attachment D.
Okay. So this is what our individual action plan, a basic version of it, looks like. And I only focused on what the health home goals would be. Within this document, we would also include other goals or areas that we were working on, such as, you know, maybe it's mental health or vocational or, you know, taking medications, things along those lines. So this is just primarily about her health home goals, which I took from attachment C and implemented into attachment D, which you're looking at right now. So as I'm working with this client, we just tried to make it real, kind of break things down and kind of do things step by step with our folks. And certainly we want them to be motivated and invested in their goals. And so her goal was that she wanted to lose weight, which I tied into then how are we going to work together on her being able to lose weight, but also addressing the health home suggestions made by the nursing staff. So we basically came up with the goal. We created an objective, what Brandy was going to do, and then we created interventions for the case manager. And the case manager's interventions are often much more detailed than the basic objective for the client. And so some of those interventions that the case manager would address, you know, maybe just, you know, following up with providers and making sure that Brandy's going to appointments or coordinating those appointments, you know, making sure she does her lab work and talking about, you know, her activity level, her diet, her exercise. And then also we have a portion in here about some of her delusional symptoms as well, because she specifically had some delusional symptoms around medical needs. So it's a real basic draft of an example of what some health home goals could look like. But for our agency, this is similar what we do every day.
Does anybody have any questions?
This is Kathy for Lori and Shayla. Can you talk about how integrating this physical care piece into the services that you already provide have maybe helped some of your recipients?
Well, I think that we all along have done a lot of this stuff as far as, you know, making sure that they're following up with doctor's appointments and stuff. The struggle that we had was bringing that to the forefront, putting it in black and white, you know, as far as being specific, goal-oriented. But I think, you know, we know that their physical health plays a part of their mental health. And so I don't know if I'm answering your question, but I think we have always done it. It was just, you know, not written down formally. And so now with health homes, it does do that, and it makes us think a little more about, you know, the whole person instead of just their mental health. Did I answer your question?
Yes, I would have a follow-up question, then I'll open the field to anybody else who wants to ask questions. So you then work with a primary care provider. What have you done to try to pull that primary care provider into the team with your other people in the
We're kind of lucky in that the majority of our clients are low income clients, and so they go to community health, and they're also a health home, so they are used to, you know, they got really used to us really quick asking questions about, can you send us that note, can you you know, did you do those labs kind of thing. So, you know, and we have always worked really well with community health because
sure.
we basically, you know, partner with seeing the same clients. So we've been lucky in that aspect. As far as receiving documents from other providers, we've, you know, struggled a little bit, you know, the hospital and those kinds of things. We've struggled somewhat to get, you know, those kinds of answers that we need as far as labs and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions for Lori or Shayla?
Some kind of form we're supposed to be using?
Yeah.
Kathy, this is Kelsey. I just wanted to echo what Lori and Shayla just said. As the primary care clinic in Watertown, we work with the Human Service Agency, which would be the mental health side in Watertown, and they're also a health home, and we really try to work closely with their nursing staff to make sure that we meet, you know, if they have our patients on their health home or vice versa. It is nice when you connect with each other to it not only helps the patients, you know, with their wellness and their health, but then everyone's on the same team, and it just works much better. So communication is really essential in that part of the health home.
Kathy, this is Donna Keeler.
Yeah.
And in our case, we are an integrated systems of care at both of my clinic sites. So we have primary care, medical, integrated with behavioral health, both mental and substance abuse. And at the last tribal consultation meeting with the state Medicaid program, for months we have been asking why our Medicaid home health patients, when they see my medical, that we couldn't provide behavioral health care services for them on the same day of service. And we were, either we could send them down the street to another behavioral health program on the same day of service and they could get care there, or we could make them come back the next day to Urban Indian Health and see them and get reimbursed. And I understand from Kirby Stone that there's been provisions now to allow that, and they're just working on some technical aspects of it, but when can we expect that to change so that we can begin to provide those services on the same day?
Donna, I was not at that meeting and was not familiar or aware that that had changed, and I would need to check with Kirby on that. Okay, can I get back
yep.
to you on that? Okay.
Exactly. Yes.
And then take copies and have your nurses scan back into your chart.
Is
and then you give them to
the Is there supposed to be a form behind this or something? Do I just click on that?
Okay, does anybody else have questions for our presenters, including myself?
I have a question for Kelsey. For your care plans, do your care coordinators do that, or do your providers do the care plan?
That's a good question. Our care coordinators do the care plans, but we do work with the physicians in the effort of identifying the main issues that really need to be worked on. Or prioritizing those issues. We work with the physicians, but the actual filling out of the care plan and managing the care plan is the care coordinators.
And what is their action plan? And it gives you options. So it really
here at Urban Indian Health, we run it a little bit differently in that we have several different team members of different disciplines on our team. We have a provider, nursing, and billing. So the provider fills out the care plan with the patient and updates that quarterly. Nursing does a lot of the legwork, the phone calls, updating the list, recruiting patients, that kind of thing. That's how it's run here at Urban.
Thanks, Jamie. Does anybody else want to share how they're doing it within their clinic in terms of managing how that gets completed?
Otherwise, I can't remember where you go unless I write it down.
Are there any other questions for the presenters or other comments related to care plans? I'm still hearing
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
My question is, if the care coordinator is going to do the...
I think it'll let you do it with your own health home, and you have to do it with that encounter for that day.
I'm sorry, can you ask that question again? And everyone who's not speaking or trying to speak, can you please put your phone on mute?
Yeah, if you are having a care coordinator develop the care plan, that person also sending that to the patient.
Then I make a copy for me to scan it, and then I give a copy.
Are they discussing the care plan with the patient, or is the provider doing that?
Yeah. We can't hear you because there are still people that do not have their phone on mute, and we can hear what you're saying, so we cannot hear the person who's asking the question. So everyone, please put your phone on mute, and then can the person who asked the question please ask it one more time? Are you on a speakerphone? Whoever is asking the question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you need to pull the speakerphone closer to you, because we are not getting what your question is.
We're having to be on a computer as a phone that would be for other purposes today. So I apologize. We're going to try to figure out if we can type the question to you.
Okay. Does anybody else have a question?
No, we got it down.
I have a quick question.
Okay.
Do other sites use their care plans to complete the outcome report? Or, I mean, do you compile a lot of the information that is asked in the outcome report? Do you use that to complete your outcome report, I guess?
I guess I would open that up to our two health homes.
This is Kelsey in Watertown. We do use our care plans to complete part of the outcome report. We also have a template, and if you look at the chart notes or the encounter notes that I gave you as a sample, you'll see on that first page it says Medicaid Health Home. And then it says there's a bunch of things on there, BMI, overweight, nutrition referral, mammo, depression screening, and then it'll say yes or no and stuff behind it. We also use that template within the visit with the physician to compile data for our outcome report, too. So it's some of both.
Okay. Thank you. Shayla or Lori?
Yeah, we kind of do a combination, too. We have a template or a record that we, every time we meet with a client and do and discuss home or work on the health home goals, we use that health home record. But, to do the checklist, it's an interview process. The nursing team sits down with a client and completes that checklist every 6 months. And so it's kind of a combination of both. You know, we have to look up some records from labs and, those kinds of things. But otherwise, it's mostly interview with the client.
Okay. And I have the question that was trying to be asked before, and the question is, does the care coordinator go over the care plans with the patient as well at their visit? So I would, again, address that to either BMS or Brown Clinic.
This is Kelsey at Brown Clinic. Yes, we do review everything. We try to get to everyone's visit when they're in to see their physician. Due to scheduling, sometimes it doesn't always happen, but no matter what, either if it's on the phone or in person, we do try to communicate with everyone, with our participants and our patients on a regular basis to review their concerns, their problem areas, how are things going, and then discuss areas and ways that we could make improvements for them. So if it's not at their visit, we do certainly make a phone call to them on a regular basis to review it over the phone. We do find, though, that meeting in person is much more valuable than over the phone.
This is Kayla from Mainstream. We actually we work really hard at just creating the plan with the client. We find that the more communication and the actual discussion you have with the client, the more investment we get from them to follow through. So we really try and incorporate what they're willing to do in the care plan, and therefore it might take us a period of time to get goals accomplished because we might be at a slower pace because they're not maybe invested to tackle everything all at once. But certainly if there's staff goals that we need to implement, we do that as well.
I need to get...
Are there other questions?
Getting the medication.
Amy from Urban again. Is there anyone from IHS on this call? Dale or Nancy?
No. This is Colleen Buckley. I'm from IHS.
Okay.
This is Dale. I'm on the call, and we have several. We have Fort Thompson, McLaughlin, Pine Ridge. We have several sites on the call.
I'm just wondering if we can take a look at the care plan template we use and edit that a little bit to more closely capture some of the data that's asked for in the outcome measure report. Could we have a meeting about that or a
sure.
call about
that? Sure, we can.
Okay, thank you.
If there are no other questions, I'll take care of wrapping it up. And in terms of, if you remember, the first quality assurance review asked about this care plan. For the most part, we had people that had care plans. If there was no care plan, it typically was system-wide. I think what we want to see is, while you can do it in the EMR as notes from the physician, I think it's easier for us to read it and evaluate it when we're doing our reviews if it's a separate document that's placed in the EMR and is able to be extracted. And so I think we need to try to migrate that direction for ease of working with the clients, for ease of updating that plan, and making sure that everybody understands what the care plan is. And for those who have not implemented a care plan process, to proceed forward to move in that direction. But for the most part, everyone had a care plan and everyone had a core service with a few exceptions. And so we want to congratulate you all in terms of successfully getting through that first quality assurance review. If there are no other questions, we'll go ahead and terminate the call, and this information and the recording should be posted on the website, and we'll let everybody know, okay? Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The leader has disconnected. The conference will now end.